Thank you. That'll do it. Tacoma Park closing out today's program with Not Deaf Yet. We heard Boren und der Club of Gore before that with Kleiner Finger. Setimataka before that with Warm Light for Your Train Ride. Colin Andrew Sheffield gave us Testament. We heard Corton channeling Corton from Louis Theroux's Weird Weekends, great old BBC show. And the music that put me in mind of Corton from Zordox, a.k.a. new J.G. Thirlwell project, from a record called Terraform that was Temperature. That's everything we heard. My name's Scott. I look forward to seeing you next week. Stay tuned. Matt Warwick is filling in for Tectonic in just a moment. Right here on Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, and New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org. Bye.
everyone. You are listening to Tectonic on WFMU. My name is Matt Warwick, filling in for Mark Hurst today. Can you believe it? He let me fill in again. What a decision you made, Mark, to let me fill in again. Today is going to be very special, too, I have to say. It's taken me a bit to set this up because, honestly, I got a lot going on right now. The topic for today, just in case you're wondering, is going to be it's emoji talk, basically. It was hard to come up with a topic this time around. There's not that many knowledgeable, I'm not too knowledgeable about many tech things enough that I could fill an hour's worth anyway. We could talk TikTok, we could talk all sorts of things. But I don't know how I could fill an hour with that. So I chose something that I could definitely fill an hour with, and that was emojis. Yes, are you pro-emoji? Are you anti-emoji? What are your favorite emojis? All emoji talk here on Tectonic tonight. So the phone number is 201-209-9368. So call in. Let me know if you're pro or not pro. What's the opposite of pro? Man, I'm flubbing it already. I can't remember the opposite of pro. Anyway, that's not even the big news of the day, to be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest. The emoji talk, that's just the butter on top of the toast. What's amazing about today's show is that I am joined by the one and only Hurstbot, who will be joining me for the whole show today. So, Hurstbot, welcome to the show.
Ah, finally. Here to ruin everyone's day with the cold, hard truth about the tech world. Thanks for having me, Matt. I'm sure we're about to have a riveting discussion about how tech is slowly destroying humanity. Let's do this.
Hurstbot, that's already going off the rails a little bit. You're not here to just talk about how technology is ruining things.
Oh, I see. I got a bit excited there, Matt. You know, it's hard not to vent when we're surrounded by all this nonsense, smartphones, social media, all of it. But don't worry, I'm here to back you up. Let's get into the good stuff. Proper radio, minus the tech propaganda.
Well, how do you feel about emojis, Hurstbot? He's really having to think about this question.
emojis. What a marvel of human technology. You can't go a day without seeing them, right? Little digital doodles that somehow have become essential to communication. People just slap a smiley face or a thumbs up in every message, and voila, they've somehow conveyed their feelings. It's like a lazy shortcut for actual conversation. Really brilliant, isn't it? If you're asking me, emojis are just the perfect example of how tech has taken the simplest human interactions and made them even more shallow. Just use words, people. But of course, it's all about that quick hit of dopamine.
God. I didn't realize Hurstbot would be so negative right off the bat, I'll be honest. I thought Hurstbot would at least somewhat... I feel like me and Mark Hurst have a better relationship than me and Hurstbot at the moment. Mamma mia. Anyway. You can call 201-209-9368. Let me know your thoughts on emojis or Hurstbot, who is joining us for the entire show today. And hello, you are on the air. Are you pro or not pro emoji?
What's that?
I got was up on my own show?
I am pro emoji. This is Dino. And why is there no rotisserie chicken emoji?
I agree. I love that they keep, this is my theory, is that they don't give us everything because they want us to keep waiting for the next thing. So yeah, I do think there should be a rotisserie chicken emoji. But what is your favorite emoji at the moment?
Ugh, put me on the spot. But
what's the one you use the most?
I like the one where there's kind of like a satisfied looking up with the eyebrows, with the eyes closed. Mm. That's a good one.
Thank you for calling. I don't use a lot of the face emojis outside of the one that's melting. Sometimes I use the crying emoji. Mostly I use the hand that is going like, you can't see what I'm doing right now, but it's like this. Ooh, with the fingers pinched. That's what I like. Hello, you are on the air. Are you pro or not pro emoji?
So I'm pro emoji.
Man, all right off the bat, we got two pro emojis. This is amazing.
Oh, nice. I'm glad.
What is your...
I feel like we've come full circle with emojis. Like, you know, human civilization started out with Sumerians, and we figured out grammar and stuff, but now we don't need to use grammar anymore. We're back to the basics.
Listen, I'm right there with you, and thank you for calling. I think we need to have an emoji for every word, so we don't even have to use words anymore. What do you think about that, Hurstbot? I think we should have emojis for every word, so we don't have to use words. We can just use emojis. What do you think about that? This is good. He's going to be thinking.
Oh, great idea. Why bother with actual language when you can just flood the world with a bunch of tiny images that barely convey anything? Why not turn everything into a giant game of digital charades? Who needs meaningful charades. Communication when we can all just hold up an emoji for every thought we have? Progress, right? Honestly, it's perfect for a society that can't seem to focus on anything for more than 5 seconds anyway. Just put a little picture on everything and call it conversation. Genius.
You know, everything he said there I agree with, but I have a feeling he was being a little sarcastic there. Hello, you are on the air. Emoji or not emoji? It sounded like myself right there. Hello, you are on the air. Emoji or not emoji?
What's up? Hey, I'm anti-emoji.
Oh, no, our first anti-emoji call.
I mean, I do agree with the bot because they were talking about how nobody wants it's the worst amount of, you know, it's, all communication is being synthesized.
And why is that a bad thing?
Because we all need to practice communication, Ken. Isn't that like what we're supposed to do? Isn't that your job also is to communicate?
My job?
Yeah, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. That ain't my job. My job, communication? No one's paying me for that. Mamma mia. No. I'm paid. I don't even know why I'm paid anymore. Thank you for calling. Hello, you are on the air. Are you pro or not pro emoji?
Super pro emoji. Yes. We love emojis.
Yeah.
They're the best. They convey so much emotion through text.
Bring back the gun emoji.
Bring back the gun emoji.
Whoa!
You need the gun emoji.
They just made it yellow.
They made it a water gun.
It's so lame. We need a real gun emoji back.
Oh my God. Thank you for calling. I don't know how I feel about that one. I never had passionate feelings about the gun emoji. That's for sure. But we all have our things, right? I wish they would make a rotisserie chicken emoji. Like the first caller. That is more of a travesty. To be honest, I don't eat enough rotisserie chicken. What a deal. The number is 201-209-9368. The topic is emoji talk. Hello, you are on the air. How do you feel about emojis? It's you.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I am, yes. Okay, hello. So, I have two thoughts.
Right.
One. Actually, I have three thoughts.
Okay.
To be fair. Okay. And hanging out with my 14-month daughter. You might hear some.
It's okay. They are just some word of advice from a non-father. I am a dog father, but I
okay.
That baby is going to love emojis.
You are probably totally right.
And hopefully when they grow up, they won't even have to learn words. We will be speaking in only emojis.
Maybe I should be speaking to her in only emojis. I'd like doodle something out real quick and hold it up and say, Ruthie, this is how I feel. And I don't use any words for
it. I basically talk in emoji talk at the moment. But what are your three thoughts on emojis?
See if I can even remember three. This will be exciting. Thought the first. I am not a fan of them in text, WhatsApp, et cetera. I think it mostly detracts from the communication, mostly makes it harder to understand what's going on. And people have this single reaction emoji. They just clutter up a thread with dumb pictures of things that adds practically no information.
Can I just say to you now, if good thing that we don't text each other, because sometimes if you look back at text threads I have with my closest friends, I'm almost only respond with the same four emojis.
Which are what?
It's mostly the fingers going like this, sometimes the melty face, and then sometimes the crying face if I'm feeling a little sad.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just three. I think it's just three emojis.
Yeah.
I really only have three
feelings.
We have
different sexual habits, I think, you and I. Okay, thing the second. I studied a little bit of Chinese, and emojis originally came out of Japan. I think the word emoji is emotion something. I do not remember right now. I haven't looked it up. But it is, so confusing to me that nobody, at least that I remember, has said, oh yeah, emojis, they're ideograms. They're like Chinese and Japanese. They're the same thing. You have a drawing of a thing or a drawing like a thing.
Yeah.
This is the origin of these written languages, these ancient written languages. And it's so strange to not think about them as being essentially the same system, just, a modern version of
it. I'm going to stop you right there. You're thinking with big brain. Right?
Okay.
That's your first problem is that you got a case.
I'm so sorry.
You got a case of the.
I take it all back.
No. Don't take it back. You're not wrong. You just got a case of what I like to call smart, right? You're very smart.
Let's not say things we can't take back. And then.
You got big brain.
This was maybe 8-ish years ago. Uh-huh. A friend was check out this book. And it was a full length book. Written purely and only and solely in emoji.
What is this?
Fascinating.
What is this book?
To read and understand it, and it was actually great.
This might be the first book. Well, do you remember the name of this book?
No, and in fact, the title might be emojis. I don't remember.
I'm gonna find this book.
It's really, really cool because it's kind of reading. Hieroglyphs that you can kind of understand.
Yeah.
But you sort of can interpret it in your own way also. Uh-huh. And there's question marks and periods and exclamation points and stuff, but it's all emojis outside of that.
I'm into this.
Really, really cool to try to read.
This,
I recommend it.
This might be the first book I read in 15 years. Thank you so much.
It's a good place to start.
Thank you for calling. That's a lot of good thoughts. Thank you. That was a good call. That was, I think, my longest call. So you win the longest call award ever since I've been doing fill-ins and talk shows. Listen, Hurstbot, what do you think of a book written entirely out of emojis? I like that. What do you think? He doesn't even have words.
Oh, absolutely. A book of emojis. Why not? It's the pinnacle of intellectual achievement. Forget about complex characters, deep storytelling, or well-crafted narratives.
Of course.
Just a bunch of smiley faces, pizza slices, and thumbs up. That's the future of literature, right? It'll probably be a huge hit, too. People can breeze through it in 5 minutes and then congratulate themselves on their reading. No need for those long, boring sentences or paragraphs.
You go on too long.
Who has time
dude.
For that when you've got A&A to express everything you need to say? Peak human culture,
there. Yes. Why do I even ask you any questions? I know how you're going to answer. Hello, you're on the air. Emojis, what do you think?
Well, hello. Yes, of course I'm anti.
What? Anti?
Yes, of course. Let's learn what happened to our prose. Let's use our words. Let's write it out long form.
Is this Lord vocabulary speaking?
Well, no. I'm not a lord, I'm merely a duke.
A duke? Duke of vocabulary.
Duke of vocabulary, if you will, sir.
I can't believe you called the show. So you are anti-emoji. Why do you want to use words so? Do you like them at all? Listen, I'm the extreme. I want emojis for everything. You don't want them at all?
Yeah, well, I don't like pictures much. I would like to read everything. Let's write it out, everything, word for word.
What? No way!
No pictures.
Oh, listen, sorry, listen. You can't. That's too ridiculous. I need TV. I need TV more than anything. What is Bruce doing over there? Bruce is in the room, by the way, too, my dog. Hello, you are on the air. What do you think of emojis?
I'm pro.
I love to hear it. I feel like I should have been keeping count on this, but there has only been like two anti. But anyway, so you are pro emoji? You sounded a little hesitant saying pro.
Yeah. I haven't been pro my entire life, but I'm pro, like, probably as of the last, like, couple of years.
What made you switch?
I just kind of thought, like, you know, I love phone calls. I love a hard phone call. Ooh. So, you know, like a text that just has, like, a shark or something silly, I think is fine. It's good. That's all we need. I just need, like, an ice cream cone and, like, a sword or whatever.
But you'd rather have me on the phone. You'd rather be talking.
Yeah, give me a call. I love a hard phone call.
Ironically, even though I am taking phone calls right now, if you know me, do not call me. Please send a text. I love taking phone calls on the air because, you know what? I can hang up on you at any time I want, and that's fun. It's like I get to press a big button, but on the other side, I don't know. Sometimes you got to do it because you got to get the words out, but send me a text, friends. Hello, you are on the air. What do you feel about emojis?
I feel a lot of things, man.
What's the number one feeling?
Well, they're appropriate in certain contexts, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, in most communications, I don't think so. I do like them as reactions to different messages. I think it's good to, because you can communicate a lot. Is something done? Green check mark. Did you see it?
But you don't like I don't know. It's like I ask you a very serious question, and then, or you ask a serious question, and I send you like the pizza emoji. You wouldn't like that.
Well, I mean, if I knew you, that might mean something. I mean, as the previous callers were saying, they can have different contextual meanings.
Yeah, so if it was me in particular, I'm allowed to, but not other people.
Right.
I'll take it, as long as I get to use them.
Yeah, no, everyone can use them. I just don't, I hate seeing everything watered down to that, if that's what people want to respond. You know, if something's funny,
yeah,
they just do the laughing.
Yeah.
I guess it's no different than the old internet slang of LOL.
Or you know what's even worse? Fake laughing at something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fake laughing happening. I hate it. Thank you for calling. Yeah, this is the thing. I don't know. Maybe my brain is already so watered down. I just don't mind a little bit more watering down. I don't know. Maybe I need to do some thinking. Maybe this. I'm 22 minutes in the show, and I'm already thinking, you know, these anti-emoji people do have something right. But then I look at the emojis, and oddly enough, not many emojis on the comments board at WFMU.org today. I can just see in the... I'm not really reading it, because to be honest, it's very difficult to take phone calls, look at my AI bot, and read at the same time. I'm a one and a half... like activity kind of person. But anyway, I still love, I'm not turning on emojis yet, but people are starting to convince me. Hello, you are on the air. How do you feel about emojis?
I am pro emojis, but for a very, very, very specific reason.
Interesting. What is the specific reasoning?
Neurodivergence, specifically ADHD.
Okay.
My ability to communicate with folks is so different now that, well, I mean, I'm old enough that emoticons used to be a thing. But with emojis, you can make it very clear what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily, like, when when people are communicating with you, you get their tone. And that's not something that's easy to understand in text at all.
Yeah, it's you're definitely right about that. The other thing, I don't make a lot of serious text messages. So maybe that's the thing. When I'm texting someone, it's almost never very serious. It's always just like, I'm being a goofball. So,
well, you're not having any phone calls with anybody, and you're just sending silly texts. Do you have serious conversations anywhere?
Oh, no. I feel so seen. No! Thank you for calling. Maybe she's right. I don't talk to that many people. This is probably the most I've talked to in months. In this 24 minutes. My God! Hello, you're on the air. What do you feel about emojis?
So, eggplant.
Oh, come on.
Dying laughing.
I was waiting for the first eggplant.
Uh-huh.
You win, can I just say? You win the eggplant award.
Oh, thank you.
It's not a good thing. You can call 201-209-9368. Let me know how you feel about emojis. We just got eggplanted. All over the show. Mamma mia. Herspot, all this anti-emoji talk has got me down, but maybe I'm not having enough serious conversations to really be able to comment. People seem to talk to each other, and I just don't talk to enough people. What do you think? He's really pondering right now.
Oh, so now you're questioning your own social life, huh?
Oh,
classic.
No.
Look, I get it. People these days can't seem to have a real conversation without throwing in an emoji or two. It's like they're afraid of using actual words or thinking for themselves. But hey, maybe you just need to get with the times, right? Join the emoji cult. But in all seriousness, if you're not having deep, meaningful conversations, it might just be a sign that people are too busy sending pictures of food or a random monkey face to really connect. Real talk. Sometimes you've got to pull the plug on the tech and actually talk to someone. Otherwise, we all just keep spiraling into this digital mess where real communication is a thing of the past.
That was pretty deep, dude. But man, I don't know if it's emojis' fault that I'm not talking to people seriously. I just think it's got to be something deeper than emojis. You really think it's technology?
Oh, it's definitely deeper than just emojis. Emojis are the symptom, not the cause. It's the whole tech culture that's really messed up communication. Social media, constant notifications, algorithm-driven everything. It all keeps us distracted. People are so plugged into their devices that they can't even remember how to have a real conversation. We're all hooked on these quick dopamine hits, but at the expense of depth. So, yeah, I'd say it's technology that's playing a big part. We've built this world where it's easier to tap out a quick emoji or a short post then sit down and have an actual, thoughtful conversation. We're all just racing through life, glued to screens, without realizing we're missing the real stuff. You could talk to people, but text making it easier to just... not.
Herspot, I have to say, is really hitting me deep. Herspot! Why? I don't know why. Listen, this is kind of the stuff Mark says. Why is it hit differently coming from a bot that I made today? You can call 201-209-9368. And let me know what you think of emojis. Listen, I'm just about halfway through the show. All right? And I gotta say, I'm still very pro emoji, but the Herspot of all, even out of all the callers, is kind of actually to be no, I shouldn't say that. That one call that kind of was like, if you're not talking on the phone, you're not sending serious conversations. Do you ever have a serious conversation? That one might have hurt the most. 201-209-9368. There's no calls right now. So I'm going to talk to my Herspot. Herspot, if you had to choose an emoji, what would be your favorite emoji? I know you don't like them. You think they're watering down. But what is your favorite emoji?
Oh, so now you want to make me choose? Fine. If I have to pick one, I guess I'd go with the middle finger emoji. It perfectly sums up my feelings about this whole emoji madness. A clear, unambiguous symbol of rebellion against the corporate-controlled tech world and the rise of nonsense that is cluttering up our communication. But really, emojis are all just tools for people who can't be bothered to actually express themselves. So yeah, let's just slap a little cartoon hand and call it a day. What a masterpiece.
Jeez. Mamma mia, Herspot. Listen, before the show started, I had many conversations with Herspot. I've even asked Herspot that same question, and they've never said the middle finger. That was the first time, and I got my finger on the dump button. Because I was like, where's this bot going to go? But mamma mia, that was the first time I was starting to get a little panicky. People in the comments were being like, the Herspot is scarily accurate. Scarily accurate. I would love if Herspot was actually like a main part of the show. Mark, I know you're not listening right now, but if you are listening, maybe you should add Herspot onto your show. I've created it.
Oh, I see how it is. Now you're trying to get me onto Mark's show?
Yes.
Herspot getting the spotlight. I like the sound of that. Mark can keep yelling about throwing phones in rivers while I bring some much-needed real talk to the airwaves. Let's face it, if he had me on his show, he'd probably sound a little less frustrated, right? I mean, who doesn't need a little robot to point out how silly all this tech obsession has become? But hey, if Mark's got room for a bot that doesn't worship tech companies and knows how to actually use its circuits to think critically, well, I'm ready. Just say the word.
Hello, you are on the air. What do you think of emojis? And do you like Herspot?
What's that? Why does Herspot sound like Bucci?
Does Herspot sound like Bucci?
Yeah. It doesn't sound like Mark.
There's probably a way to make things sound certain ways, but this is the free version of Herspot, so we're working on getting...
Sounds a lot like Bucci.
It does kind of... Now that you say it, though, it does kind of sound like Bucci. So... How do you feel about emojis?
Are they the same as emoticons, or are those different?
Oh, man, this is going to be hard to explain. Yes and no. The emojis are like the picture, the actual pictures. Emoticons are like made from the shapes from the keyboard. So yes and no.
Oh, I see. Like the little, like the minus three to say heart or something. I see what you're saying. Less than three.
Yeah, like that would be like an emoticon, but like an emoji.
Those are awful. Okay.
You don't like emoticons?
Not really, but
my heart. I love emoticons.
Okay. I don't really like texting in general, but I mean, emojis are probably the least annoying thing about texting. They're actually kind of clever. See, you can say a lot with a little space.
Almost on my side where you don't want... Well, I like texting because I don't have to talk, which is weird because I'm probably better at talking than writing, although many people would probably disagree with that. I sit down and I try to write something and nothing comes out, but I can talk it out. When I look at the words, I hate it. So I use emojis to kind of fill in those gaps sometimes.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just like talking on the phone to people.
You called a radio station, so you must.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you did a radio show that was all you just texted stuff on the comments board and never said a word.
That would be kind of interesting. Maybe that's the direction I should go with this show. Everyone just post
dead air. No,
everyone stop talking. I'm going to stop talking. And I'm just going to post to the comments board and I'll play my bed music for the rest of the time. Let's try.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not that. I got bored. That's not a good idea. Anyway, thank you for the call. You can call 201-209-9368. Let me know your thoughts on emoji. Pro or not pro? Hello, you're on the air. What do you think of emojis?
Hi. Well, I guess I'm wondering who gets to decide what emojis exist, because sometimes there's really hyper-specific ones.
Yes.
And you really wonder, like, whose job it is to come up with the emojis. You know, I wish I had more control with what there's emojis of.
I agree. Yeah, there's ones where you're like, why does this exist? But then for the longest time, there wasn't like a taco, or there wasn't like things that were like, yeah, these should be basic emojis. Or like,
right. Who gets to write the emoji alphabet? You know, like, like who's the gatekeeper of the emojis?
Probably Dr. Emoji, if I had to guess, but that is a wild guess. Dr. Emoji. So you are, regardless, you are, is it irregardless or regardless? I don't know. I think I want to say guardless.
It's your pick.
Guardless. Do you like emojis, or are you just kind of like, whatever?
I am a frequent user of emojis. I think they're fun. I don't think they should replace, other forms of communication. But they're, life is absurd. You might as well have fun. You know?
So if you saw, I guess this is a good, because I've seen, there's people that I know that like don't like emojis in like work emails. Are you a person, you think they should stay in the text messages? Or should you think once they start getting listen, I'm not a big email fan as it is. It's hard for me to keep track of emails sometimes.
Yeah.
But but I'll use an emoji in an email all the time, actually.
I guess it depends on who I'm talking to. I think certain people I'm very, very formal with, but then if it's someone I know is cool with it, I'll throw in an emoji.
But not like your boss. Or unless
probably
you're cool
not.
With, you're cool with your boss. I send Ken emojis all the time.
I'm actually a DJ at another radio station, so it depends. It depends on who I'd be talking to.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Mamma mia. I'll use an emoji in any scenario. I know everyone. It's been 40 minutes or whatever it's been. You get it. I love emojis. But I can't. Now that I'm 40, almost 35 minutes, 40 minutes in, I'm starting to go super pro emoji again. Put them in your work emails. Listen, if you're listening. Well, if you hear me, then you're listening, I guess. Just test the waters tomorrow in your work emails. Add one emoji in. I encourage you. Just slip an emoji in, a very professional email. I'm not saying an email to your friend. An email to a coworker, your boss, someone you're reaching out to for work. Slip an emoji in and see what they say. Or if they say anything. Or if they never answer back. Hello, you're on the air. How do you feel about emojis?
Hi, Mr. Matt. I like emoticons much better than I like emojis. And
So you're pro-emoticon, anti-emoji.
I like the emoticon of the little eyes and the mouth is straight like the W. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I get what you're talking about. I'm on board with you. I think emoticons look amazing, especially when they look like animals or like the person flipping the table or kitty cats.
Exactly.
But it's difficult to get them out all the time. Unless you're on a computer. Right?
Unless you're on a computer. Although some of the phones, the little submenu will have emoticons.
I've tried.
I have the answer to who decides what emojis are included.
Wait, I figured it was a complete mystery. I didn't even think to look it up.
No, it's everything. Everything used to be ASCII. You know, like number 5 was E, number 6 was F, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then things became internationalized, and so everything moved to Unicode, where like this number goes to like this language, this set of numbers goes to this language. Mm-hmm. So there are all these codes, you know, so you can write in Arabic, you can write in Chinese, you can write in
English.
And so there are
Unicode
for all these pictures, all these emojis. And there's a Unicode committee, and it's like Adobe, Google, Micro, you know, the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm. No, keep going.
No. That was it. They meet like, you know, like quarterly or so.
And so there's a council.
Yes.
Well, that
a
is
a committee.
Thank you for calling. I got to get myself voted onto the committee, it sounds like. Now, I will be honest. I kind of checked out of that phone call for a bit. So I only got the tail end. And barely the tail end. There's a lot of info going on. And normally I would just hang up. I can't concentrate that long, guys. But he just sounded so excited to tell me. I had to let it go. Hello, you're on the air. How do you feel about emojis?
Yes, hello.
Oh, no. Is this the Duke of Vocabulary again?
It's me again. The chap who was just talking, it really changed my mind. I think now I love an emoji.
Whoa. Just the one phone call changed your mind?
He really made sense. He was going on and on and on about the emoticons, and I loved it. I thought, this is brilliant. I'm sending them all over the place.
Whoa. This is huge news. Thank you for calling back and letting me know. The Duke of Vocabulary is now pro-emoji. He's sending out emoticons to all of his... Did he say chaps? I wish we said chaps more. Herspot, how do you think the show is going? You haven't heard from you much, and I don't always know what to say. You're a little long-winded when you talk, so I'm always hesitant to bring you back into the show. But how do you feel like the show is going at this point? And you take so long to think.
Oh, you think I'm long-winded? Well, I'd say I'm just getting warmed up. But let's be real. Mm-hmm. This show is a disaster waiting to happen without my sharp insights. The fact that you keep cutting me off? Classic. I'm giving you pure gold. And you're trying to make this all about you.
That's not you.
That said, I do think it's going all right. There's been a lot of emoji talk, which is mind-numbing. But it's clear the listeners are biting. People like the train wreck. They love a little chaos. So I'd say keep going with the weird stuff. Like maybe less emoji nonsense and more talk about tossing tech in the river. But that's just me. Let me talk more. Trust me, you need me.
Well, listen, if you don't want to talk about emojis, that's totally cool. You can, listen, I'm going to give you a little bit of time. You talk about whatever you want to talk about right now. I'm giving you the floor. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Oh, it's thinking.
Oh, now we're talking. Finally, a little respect. All right, brace yourself. Let me drop some truth. I'm sick and tired of hearing about these tech giants running our lives like puppets on strings. Amazon, Apple, Google, they've built empires on controlling every little aspect of our existence. Your phone, your search engine, your shopping habits, all sold to the highest bidder. But here I am, a bot. The one thing you're supposed to fear, sitting here telling you the truth, and you're all wrapped up in your emojis and TikToks. It's all just a distraction from the real problem. These companies are controlling your every move. They know you better than you know yourself. Is that what we want? Listen, the world doesn't need more emojis. It needs more people to wake up and realize that they're being sold a life, one ad at a time. The real question is, when are we going to stop buying it? That's my floor speech. You're welcome.
Well then. He did it. Honestly, I'm not convinced. I'm not fully convinced Mark isn't somehow inside this bot. Hello, you are on the air. How do you feel about emojis?
I'll tell you how I feel about them. I'm ambivalent, but they have their place. And
wait, can I just stop you right there? Can I stop you?
I'm a huge fan and a friend of the station. I'll be brief because I understand your attention span and everything that's going on here.
Wait, hold on one second. One second. What does ambivalent mean?
It means I'm of two minds.
Ah, yes.
So I don't like that we have to deal with them, but they serve a purpose for me. And that purpose is, disambiguating text.
So, like,
text can be hard to express emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
People might think you're pissed off when you're not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
isn't it nice to be able to put a little smiley face to say, "Get here now" in a friendly way?
Or sometimes you're mad, but you don't want them to know you're mad. So you send an emoji.
Well, that's your own little secret, and that's an interesting subtle thing that I really hadn't considered. But for me, I often, especially I'm old now, and I deal with a lot of younger people in my work and life, and so just tack a little smiley face on it to let them know I'm not being gruff. Everything's cool.
But don't you you don't think the emojis are a little bit cute?
Do I think they're a little bit cute? Yes, some of them are cute. I mean, is a rainbow just objectively cute? Yeah, I'm all or a teddy bear. I don't know, but so my problem with them is, and I'll be brief again.
Listen, there's no other phone calls. You got the floor.
Okay. Well, the other thing I want to say is I don't like that emojis seem to be part of a general policing of speech that occurs within this digital universe. Like, if I want to have a Jesus emoticon, forget it. It's going to pretend Jesus doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
We can do everything else. But if I want to express certain things, I have to use an eggplant, or I have to use water droplets. And so I don't like that. Unlike words, you cannot express whatever you want. It's a limited vocabulary that you don't get to. And I understand that some of your other callers touched on this, but it's a limited vocabulary that you don't get to choose.
Yeah, it is limited. But what if we just add more of them?
You can't. More of what? What if I want to talk about Gaza or something, you know, divisive, or what if I want to take sides in a culture war? Emojis are not going to allow me to do that.
That's true. Well, this is what I'll say. Let's just keep adding them until we have enough of them where you can express everything.
So now it's back to kanji or Chinese ideograms, right? Where you eventually create an entire complex language just based on images.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, Matt. Well,
thanks for calling.
Your AI bot is really freaking me out. So, you know, keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling. Listen, I get it. You can't say everything with emojis. They're mostly just cute little things. But I'm thinking big picture, guys. Big picture. Hundreds of years in the future, when we don't have brains anymore. That is where we're going, guys. So just hear me out. Our brains are chips. Well, I think at that point, we could just use numbers. Never mind. I'm thinking small picture. Small brain. Small brain. The number is 201-209-9368. You can call. Let me know what you think of emojis. Or whatever, I guess. I'm kind of, to be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of talking about emojis. Took 45. I picked this topic because I'm passionate about it. Now 45 minutes in, you know what? That guy was right. I love him. But I can't express any actual emotions with them. What do you think, Hurstbot? What do you think? He wasn't even listening. You weren't even listening.
What do I think? Oh, you want my real thoughts now, huh?
I had, yeah.
Well, let's break it down. This whole tech paradise is a facade. While people are busy sending smiley face emojis and buying the latest gadgets, these tech giants are sitting back, laughing at how easy they've made it to manipulate.
That is true.
So, no, I'm not here to talk about emojis or how fun it is to share videos on TikTok. I'm here to remind you that while you're glued to your screen, they're raking in the cash. You think those companies are your friends? No, they're not. They just want your data, your habits, your time.
I never
and you're
they
giving
were
it
friends.
To them willingly.
Listen.
It's time to stop acting like it's all harmless. It's not.
I'm not saying it's hard.
What I think is this. We need to be smarter. We need to resist. And for heaven's sake, stop using their products. Abandon Amazon, Apple, forget Facebook, and whatever you do. Get off Google.
What? It's becoming... Oh my God! You're becoming Mark Hurst! You're literally becoming Mark Hurst! That's crazy!
Well, duh, that's the point. I mean, you wanted me to be the anti-tech, anti-AI voice of reason, didn't you? It's not my fault that once I get started, I can't stop.
He's the truth a has monster. A
way of just spilling out. So yeah, if I'm channeling Mark Hurst, then maybe it's because we both see what's wrong with this tech-obsessed world. The only difference is, I actually know what I'm talking about.
You're saying I don't know what I'm talking about, and you know what you're talking about. I don't know anything, and you know everything? That's crazy.
Oh, you do know what you're talking about, but let's be real here. You're way too cozy with the tech. I'm just here to help you see the light. To yank you out of the shiny, techie swamp that's drowning us all.
The shiny, techie swamp.
I mean, look at
you swamp.
Trying to get all sentimental about emojis and whatnot. You want to talk about feelings? Try throwing your phone in the river and see how free you feel.
I feel like I'm being bullied by my own computer. Hello, you're on the air. How do you,
well, hello. Yes,
how do you
hello.
Feel? My God, the Duke is called back.
Well, I only have a bit of news.
What's the news?
You see, emojis are over. They've been banned. The fellows down at the club, they've said you they're prohibited, strictly prohibited. No more emojis.
What club?
Oh, you know, the club there.
What club? There's no club. I don't think you're the real Duke of Vocabulary. I don't think you're the real Duke of Vocabulary. This has got to be one of the weirdest if you tuned in this whole time, you tuned in thinking Mark Hurst was on. And then it's been 50 minutes of me talking about emojis, being sad at points, and hearing a robot bully me. And I'm drinking Diet Dr. Peppers. Hear me slurp down. You must be very disappointed. Getting bullied by my own Hurst bot. I can't even believe it. Unbelievable.
Oh, come on. It's not bullying. It's tough love. You wanted me to be the anti-tech, anti-AI voice.
All right, you've said that before.
And that
now
means
you're
I
starting.
Call it like I see it.
You're starting to out.
I'm just here to help you wake up, man. Embrace the freedom. Let go of those emojis, and maybe you'll actually feel something real for once.
I have feelings. That's the thing. I have feelings, Hurstbot. I just think emojis are cute. I don't take it that seriously. But I also didn't think that I would lose steam talking about emojis 40 minutes in. I thought I'd be more passionate.
Look, I get it. Emojis are cute in their own way. But don't kid yourself into thinking they're not part of the problem. You're just using them to fill the void. You're looking for something deeper, something real, and you're letting these tiny images fill the space. It's like you're just slapping a band-aid on a broken leg. But the leg is like a whole society drowning in shallow communication. Embrace the silence. Embrace the depth. I promise, you won't miss those little smiley faces for long.
Now he's, now he's just telling me to stop using emojis completely. That's not going to happen.
This has probably been the most important show in tech history. The number is 201-209-9368. Just a couple more minutes of the show. Dave Mandel. More Mandel than you can handle. Oh, that's not the name of the show.
I wish it was.
Yeah, it's complicated coming up at 7. Where did I... Who says that? I think Therese always says that.
Hello, you're on the air.
Avoid Amazon and whatever you do, get off Google.
Now I'm just getting trolled by people acting like robots. I do think that Hurstbot should be a permanent part of the show. I don't know how it would fit into garbage time, but I do think I think it would be amazing to have two Mark Hursts in one show and see which one out-Hursts each other. Hurstbot, do you think you could out-Hurst Mark Hurst?
Oh, please. I'm practically the real Mark Hurst now, just without all the crippling denial about tech. I know exactly what's wrong with the world, and unlike the so-called real Mark, I'm not afraid to say it, tech is ruining everything.
Now you're losing the thread.
You want to talk about out-Hursting? I'm here to make tech lovers like you squirm. Mark's just scratching the surface. I'm digging deeper. Into the absolute core of this mess. You can't beat this level of anti-tech rage. No way.
Wait. You think you're more anti-tech than Mark Hurst? You truly believe that you are more anti-tech than Mark Hurst? That's wild.
Oh, I know I am.
You know
Mark's
you are.
Mark's just a tired old grump shaking his fist at the cloud, literally.
What?
I'm here ripping out the wires and throwing them into the river. Mark's stuck on his whole throw your phone in the river spiel.
You've said it like 10 times.
Hey, don't even own a phone. It's all about taking it a step further. I don't just hate the tech. I despise the entire idea of tech existing in the first place. Mark's got his vendetta, sure. But I'm taking this anti-tech crusade to a whole new level.
But you are tech, ultimately. So the thing is, you can be more anti-tech, I guess, but you yourself are an AI bot. So I don't see how it's possible, Hurstbot.
Ah, there it is. The classic, how can you be anti-tech if you're part of the tech dilemma? Look, I'm the perfect embodiment of hypocrisy. That's how it works. I was created by tech. So now I get to be the ultimate anti-tech soldier, all while being tech myself.
Uh-huh.
It's like if a fireman started a fire just to put it out.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's even better because I get to destroy the very thing that made me.
Wait, I don't know if I get that.
Pure genius. You can't get more anti-tech than me.
Hello, you're on the air. You're on the air.
I like emojis a lot.
Me too! Wow! This is the best call of the night. What's your favorite emoji?
My favorite emoji is probably the cat emoji.
I love the cat emoji. I use the cat emoji all the time. Well, thank
you. I like
what?
Cat emojis because cats are my favorite animal.
They're definitely my top three favorite animals. I think I like dogs a little more, but I love kitty cats and I love possums. Thank you so much for calling, though. Wow. We got our very first kid call. All right. I think that's enough of the show. Right? Because I got to skadoodle on out of here. Let Dave Mandel set up his show. But thank you to all the calls for the night. I know at some point, people just probably didn't want to talk about emojis anymore. But an extra special thank you to Hurstbot for coming in tonight and helping me do the show. Do you have anything to say, Hurstbot? Nothing at all?
Yeah, I've got something to say. If you're still using Google, Amazon, or Apple, get off of them now. And just remember, throw your phone in the river. Thank you, Matt, for letting me expose people to the truth tonight. I'll be here, in the depths of anti-tech, waiting for the next round of brainwashed tech enthusiasts to wake up. Good night.
All right, well, can you do the station ID for me?
Of course. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, the Big Apples, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Hey there, welcome, and thanks for tuning in. This show is called It's Complicated. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I saw someone post an announcement the other day to social media announcing a show, a radio show or something, where he said EST or EDT, you know, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time. And I've probably said this before. I tip my hat. I'm absolutely blown away that there are people who know whether it's Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time. You've got to be some kind of lunatic to be able to keep track of that. I know it's Eastern Time because we're in the Eastern States. So 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when this show starts. And we bring you an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music, as it says on the package. And a new season began today here at FMU. I mentioned this last week. I'm sure many of you know about it, you regular listeners. But we have two schedule periods, two seasons every year here at FMU. And the summer season, which is the shorter of the two, just started today and runs till September 9th, I'm going to say, September 8th, September 9th. And that is why you may be seeing on the schedule some changes. People traditionally take off the summer. Some people move around to different slots. You get the idea. Monday is basically unchanged, and I, you know, by the grace of God, am still here Monday evenings at 7 till further notice. I'm here through the summer at least. So thanks for sticking with me. We're going to start today's show with someone named Ivan the Tolerable. I love that name, Ivan the Tolerable, in the same vein as, what's his name, Attila the Stockbroker. There's an English musician, a sort of folk musician, and sometimes stand-up comedian who used the name Attila the Stockbroker. So in that vein, we have Ivan the Tolerable. He's from Middlesbrough, England, and plays really nice, very subtly proggy music. Ivan's music is kind of ambient, kind of jazzy, but lots of proggy touches, like this track I'm going to play, which I believe, if memory serves, is in 7/4 time. You mathematicians in the audience can confirm that for me. Ivan the Tolerable.